Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 7, Tape B, Side 1. Beginning with this lesson, the second homework tape will be shorter than the ones you have had up to this point. The reason for this is that you are now learning characters and will have homework in this area. You will note that there are a number of exercises in your textbook in the character reading and writing section. Here are some hints on how to go about learning and remembering your characters. First, study the characters individually, committing them to memory. Study the stroke order and practice writing them, not just once or twice, but over and over again. There will be a section in each lesson telling you how the Chinese describe a character and what each stroke is called. Familiarize yourself with these terms. Later, they will become very important. It is a good idea to use flashcards with your character learning. Write them yourself to thoroughly impress them on your mind as an individual image and concept. Write both forms, long and short, if they are given, and write with the correct stroke order to develop the habit. When you feel you know the individual characters, then study the practice exercises. Begin with the reading exercises. Interspersed with these characters is pinyin romanization, so you will get practice in both forms. Always cover the English translation as you read. When you feel certain you know the meaning of each sentence, then look at the translation. For additional practice, cover the Chinese, and from the English sentence, attempt to put the sentence back into Chinese, writing the characters where you know them. Other exercises have blank spaces for the characters you know. Read the English version and know what is expected of you, then fill in the spaces with the correct characters. The balance of this tape is your homework hand-in assignment. You may do it now or wait until you have completed your character homework. Your hand-in assignment will be in two parts. Part one will be a vocabulary review exercise in the form of short phrases. Write out what you hear in English in the spaces provided. Part two will be a short story in Chinese for comprehension. Complete the questions on your hand-in sheet using the spaces provided. Listen to the story as many times as may be necessary. Hand-in assignment. Part 1. Vocabulary review. In the spaces provided on your hand-in sheet, write out in English what you hear. 1.
这本字典有5000个字.
2.
我不会用毛笔.
3.
这张地图是中国地图.
4.
英汉字典多少钱一本?
5.
这个字是谁写的?
6.
你会写什么字?
7.
你有圆珠笔吗?
8.
这家书店卖大陆出的书?
9.
我一共有17块钱.
10.
这张台湾地图卖多少钱?
11.
这本书卖2块钱,很便宜.
12.
这家书店的书都不贵.
13.
这本字典都是繁体字.
14.
你会写几百个中国字?
15.
这是钢笔,不是铅笔.
16.
我的男孩子会写几个简体字?
17.
我想买一支粉笔。
18。
你看看这个字是简体字吗？
19。
中国字典不都很便宜。
20。
这本汉英字典很有用。
Part 2. Written responses. Story. You will hear this short story 3 times. The first and last time, it will be read in continuity with no pauses. Listen to the first reading after you have read through the questions on your hand-in sheet. This will give you an idea of what to listen for. On the second reading, the story will be broken up to correspond to the questions asked. The third reading will be for review and will give you an opportunity to correct any mistakes you may have made. Here is the story. Begin.
我有一个很好的中国朋友，姓李。李先生和他太太住在纽约，也在纽约工作。李先生在一个银行工作。李太太有一个很小的书店，她卖的书都是中国书，有大陆出的，也有台湾出的。她也卖地图跟笔，她卖毛笔、圆珠笔、钢笔、铅笔跟粉笔。李先生、李太太没有孩子。李太太从前在学校教书，她教中国字，学生都学中国字，用毛笔写，也用圆珠笔写，繁体字跟简体字，李太太都教他们。李太太卖的地图都很好，他有很大张的中国地图，有中国字的地图，也有拼音的地图。我现在有这个地图，你看看，在这儿呢。我从前有一张很小的地图，没用，字太小。我这儿也有两本字典，是在李太太的书店买的，两本都很便宜。这本是英汉字典，是简体字的。那本小字典是汉英字典，是繁体字的，是台湾出的。我这支钢笔也是在那儿买的，也不贵，5块钱一支，是大陆出的，很有用。我没有毛笔，我不会用，也不知道多少钱一支。
Now the second reading by question. Question 1.
我有一个很好的中国朋友，姓李。
Question 2.
李先生和他太太住在纽约，也在纽约工作。
Question 3.
李先生在一个银行工作。
Question 4.
李太太有一个很小的书店。
Question 5.
他卖的书都是中国书，有大陆出的书，也有台湾出的。
Question 6.
他也卖地图跟笔。
Question 7.
他卖毛笔、圆珠笔、钢笔、铅笔跟粉笔。
Question 8.
李先生、李太太没有孩子。
Questions 9 and 10.
李太太从前在学校教书，她教中国字。
Question 11。
学生都学中国字，用毛笔写，也用圆珠笔写。
Question 12。
繁体字跟简体字，李太太都教他们。
Question 13。
李太太卖的地图都很好。
Question 14。
她有很大的中国地图。
Question 15。
有中国字的地图，也有拼音的地图。我现在有这个地图，你看看，在这儿呢。
Question 16 and 17。
我从前有一张很小的地图，没用，字太小。
Questions 18 and 19。
我这儿有两本字典，是在李太太的书店买的，两本都很便宜。
Question 20。
这本是英汉字典，是简体字的。
Question 21。
那本小字典是汉英字典，是繁体字的，是台湾出的。
Question 22。
我这支钢笔也是在他那儿买的，也不贵。
Questions 23 and 24。
五块钱一支，是大陆出的，很有用。
Question 25。
我没有毛笔，我不会用。
Question 26。
也不知道多少钱一支。
And now the third reading in full continuity. Here is the story. Begin.
我有一个很好的中国朋友，姓李。李先生和他太太住在纽约，也在纽约工作。李先生在一个银行工作，李太太有一个很小的书店，他卖的书都是中国书，有大陆出的，也有台湾出的。他也卖地图跟笔，他卖毛笔、圆珠笔、钢笔、铅笔跟粉笔。李先生、李太太没有孩子。李太太从前在学校教书，她教中国字，学生都学中国字，用毛笔写，也用圆珠笔写，繁体字跟简体字，李太太都教他们。李太太卖的地图都很好，她有很大张的中国地图，有中国字的地图，也有拼音的地图。我现在有这个地图，你看看，在这儿呢。我从前有一张很小的地图，没用，字太小。我这儿也有两本字典，是在李太太的书店买的，两本都很便宜。这本是英汉字典，是简体字的。那本小字典是汉英字典，是繁体字的，是台湾出的。我这支钢笔也是在那儿买的，也不贵，五块钱一支，是大陆出的，很有用。我没有毛笔，我不会用，也不知道多少钱一支。
This is the end of your hand-in assignment. On the reverse side of this tape is a comprehension review exercise in the form of a conversation between two people where you can take the part of interpreter. Listening to it and participating as interpreter will be well worth your time. End of lesson 7. Tape B, side 1.
Please stop the tape here. Do not fast forward, but turn the tape directly over. Recording continues at this point on the other side.